Good morning. I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Opening this Friday on the Laurie stage at Theater Memphis, it's Neil Simon's semi-autobiographical play, Brighton Beach Memoirs. The show is being directed by Irene Christ, and it stars stage veteran, at such a young age, Sam Shankman. And this is last show in Memphis before he starts attending Northwestern University in the fall. And he says this is his first time being on Checking on the Arts, which I find really hard to imagine. But I'm delighted that he joins me in the studio this morning. And I'm also delighted to have the director in the studio with me, too, Irene Christ. Nice to have you both here. Thanks
Good
for coming
morning.
By. I was so excited when I heard you were doing this show. I think they had to pick the show with you in mind, really.
Well, Eugene is, you know, a nerdy little Jewish boy, so it, you know, it works out pretty well.
Typecasting. Well, I do love this show, and it has endeared itself to audiences ever since it premiered, and I'm trying to think, when did it premiere, Irene?
Oh, good grief. Why are you asking me a question I don't have an answer
to? Oh, it was
to.
The 80s. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
It was in the 80s.
Yeah.
83 or 87. It was one of those numbers.
It was one of those numbers, but it had an 8 in it, and we know that for
it's
sure. But it is really cool, because it is based on him growing up mm-hmm. and all the things that happened to him and dealing with family dynamics and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's very, very sweet and very tender and very funny.
Very funny.
Well, it's Neil Simon. So.
Well, it's Neil. So there are going to be some yucks in there.
Yes. Yes.
Why
absolutely.
UK? Well, tell me about this. I mean, were you familiar with this play at all?
I was not familiar with the play when Theater Memphis announced their season last year. You know, I was, you know, looking through the different shows they're going to do, and I saw this show, and, you know, I thought, oh, wow, I would love to. I saw you were directing it, Irene was directing it, and I thought, that would be amazing. I've never been directed by Irene. I would love to audition for this. So, you know, I went out, I bought the script, I, you know, read it a bunch, and I auditioned for it, and it's just been, the rehearsal process has been really amazing.
Well, tell me how it's been amazing.
Well, first of all, the cast, because it's, you know, there's 7 people in the show, so the cast has bonded so well, and, you know, you said when we were auditioning for this, you know, Irene said, you know, I need to make a family. And I really feel like we've really become a family. I'm pretty good friends with Will. I knew Will Monteith, who plays my brother Stanley. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun, you know, playing against him in so many scenes. You know, Emily Bear, Tamara Wright, Carly. I love Carly Nahan. It's just like the entire cast is phenomenal.
So it must have been hard for you as a director, because I know sometimes you can cast a show and you can see actors come in to audition for it. And when he said you had to make a family, he meant sort of in the bonding way. But you also have to cast actors who look like they could be family.
Right. And I have to say, I had an extraordinary number of people come out and audition. Theater Memphis was very surprised at the numbers. So it was a very difficult, I must have called 30 people back. I mean, it was a very difficult decision to make, because there were some very talented people that auditioned. And I had to choose 7 of them. And I chose them in part because they were extraordinarily talented, but I also had to put them together with each other, you know? And so it really has worked out very well. And of course, who can ever be mad at Steve Huff?
You know? My gosh, he is so perfect.
He's the dad. He is Jack.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's wonderful. And Ellen Saba, I guess, is the mm-hmm. only other person that we haven't mentioned. But yeah. It's been a very, very good process for all of us. We've really enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk about the plot if people don't know it. And so you can guess how old Neil Simon is now. But this is set in the World War II era, right?
Right. This is 1937, right before World War II, right before we entered World War II. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little hint of that. And, of course, it's a Jewish family, and they're hearing stories from people. And so there's some tension. Yeah, they have a lot of relatives in Europe. So there's that underlying tension that goes on throughout the play, of what's going to happen, particularly with Jack. I don't think Eugene and the kids really understand what's going on, but Jack pays, the father's paying very close attention.
Yeah.
And
thinking, what might happen to my boys?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You were talking about, you know, the war and all of that happening and all of that brewing under the surface. And then we also have the family dynamics.
Exactly.
You know, it's not easy to all be crowded into one little house, is
right,
it?
Right. We tell about Blanche and her daughters
right, so
moving in.
You have Stanley and Eugene, 2 brothers living, so 4 of them in a house. But Eugene's mom's sister has moved in with her two children as well. So you have seven people living in this one house, and you basically have Eugene and Stanley living in one bedroom, which was Eugene's, and then Laurie and Nora, which are two sisters, living in the other room. So you have four kids who all want very different things in this show, living with, you know, tensions also, not between the kids also, but between the parents. So, you know, everyone wants something from someone else. You know, that's really, you always told me, that's what makes good theater. You know, everyone wants something, and, you know, there's going to be conflict.
Well, what's this been like? I mean, for you, the last thing you directed was Circle Mirror Transformation
at Theater Memphis, right? Yeah.
So this is a completely different show.
Yeah, I've not directed on the Lowry stage before.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah, so it's really been very exciting for me to be able to do that. And it's a fabulous space to work in. And we've gotten to really move in there earlier because the set, there was no real set for...
Chorus Line.
So we got in there early, and we've really made it our home.
Yes.
And everybody's kind of, this is my bed, and this is my bedroom, and this is my kitchen. And anybody asks me where in the kitchen things should be, I always defer them to Kate, to the mom whose kitchen it is.
We have taken over the set is, first of all, it's just, it's big, it's beautiful. It's like you come in, and before you see the show, you get to see the set, and that's just a treat, I think, within itself, because, you know, Christopher McCollum is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, we have the backstage where you don't see the kitchen, but the kitchen is backstage behind the set. And, you know, we have all of our lists going up, you know, like different, you know, the different props for the kitchen and stuff. And Kate has totally taken over, and she knows exactly where everything is. It's, you know, it's really our kitchen.
How long have you been in rehearsal? I mean, you opened this Friday. Usually it's about, what, 5 weeks?
Five weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they bonded into a family in 5 weeks.
Yeah, they did that well.
Well, how did you prepare them? How did you guide them or get them to really embody these people, this family?
Well, I started off with good material, and I started off with good actors, and that's a big way that we did that. But we just spent a lot of time together. I didn't do, as I often do, a lot of rehearsing with just these two people or these two people or these three people. Everybody was at every rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that for this kind of play, that was really important. There was a little bit of sitting around, but not much, because everybody's doing something all of the time. And when, even though a scene is going on in the dining room, you can see that there are people in the bedrooms.
Right.
And so it's a house.
Yeah. It's a two-story house on the Laurie stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see the set. Yeah. I'm so excited about that.
It's big. It is big. You know, I'm not a heights person, so that's something to, you know, because the bedrooms are up on the second floor. So, you know, it's a good show for the audience, and I'm up there freaking out the entire not a heights guy.
Oh, you know what? Well, we'll talk about this in a minute, because I want to talk about your appearance on that wonderful PBS show. That, guess what? I've got it on my DVR.
Uh-oh.
So I can watch Sam Shankman whenever I want to.
You are a lucky person.
But before we get to that, a little teaser for everybody. What was the most challenging thing about this role for you? I mean, you've done lead roles before, so you've done that.
Specifically for this show, you know, there are some things on the surface, like, you know, the accents, or, you know, Eugene is a baseball player, and if anyone knows me, I'm the least sporty person you've ever met. I tried running cross country for 3 weeks in eighth grade, because my dad's a cross country coach. It didn't turn out well. But I think that what Eugene wants in the show is just to tell the story. And, you know, Irene and I were talking about this on the way over here, and you know, you just have to tell the story. And, you know, there's so many things, like, you know, with the mom wants this and the brother wants that. And I have to, you know, just get out of my head and just, you know, tell the story. Because, you know, this is semi-autobiographical. So Neil Simon wrote these words, and he wanted to tell the story. So he wrote this play. And now it's my job as Eugene to tell the story to the audience, you know, and I have to find what he wants to say and just, you know, say it to the audience. And, you know, it's kind of a simple idea, but I can get in my head sometimes about it.
So this is the first play in a trilogy. So now you're going to have to go out and do Biloxi Blues and Broadway Bound.
Yeah, maybe I have about 10 or 15 years before that. I guess Biloxi Blues is, you know, it's after college, so it's not that far away in the future. But I think I'm not sure how old he is in Broadway Bound, but maybe that's a little more the line.
Well, it's a career progression mm-hmm. that you can make, mm-hmm. you know. Tell everybody about your experience. You won a theater award, a local theater award here. And you and another very talented young Memphis actress got to go to New York and do some pretty intensive training there. Mm-hmm. And it was all part of a PBS special.
It was, yeah, called Broadway or Bust. It was one of the best and at the same time scariest opportunities that I've ever had in my entire life because, you know, first of all, it was a huge blessing to be able to go up there, and the people we worked with are, you know, Broadway names. You know, if you watch Smash, Christian Borle was worked with us. Leslie Odom Jr., who was on Smash as well, is one of our teachers. You know, I'm just thinking of the Smash people right now, but there are a lot of great people who are teaching us, and you know, that was so amazing to be able to learn from them. At the same time, there are 58 other people there who are unbelievably talented. Everyone there was so talented, and you know, it was. It was an awakening in terms of, wow, there are a lot of people out here who, you know, want this just as badly as I do. Mm-hmm. And it's scary. And, you know, it really taught me to, like, love what I bring to the table as Sam Shankman. And, you know, like, it's all about you as an individual. But at the same time, you go out there and you see, wow, there are 59 other great individuals out there who each bring something completely different that I don't have, you know? So, you know, it's scary, but it was amazing.
It was very fun to watch. It was very fun to watch. And I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
What an experience. What an experience. And that's great because, I mean, that I'm sure that did a lot to prepare you for going out in the world. You're going to major in theater at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And so... I don't know how many people in your class can say they were in a PBS special.
Well, actually, there are two people from the Jimmy Awards, from the New York experience, who from that year, who actually go to Northwestern this year. So I got a few friends up there that I'm going to go see. Yeah, the winner of the special, Elizabeth Romero, she actually goes to Northwestern.
Oh, so. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're tickled to have him before he leaves town.
I am, but I don't want to talk too much about him leaving town because then I'll get choked up and stuff.
But a treat for you.
Really. I've been watching Sam since he was this little tiny curly-headed guy and doing Seussical and Carolina Change and all of these wonderful shows that he's been so intrinsic mm-hmm. to that so it's really nice to get to direct him before he leaves.
I love it.
And I gotta say, it's really nice to be able to be directed by you just because, you know, you taught me in conservatory and, you know, the Theater Memphis and Playhouse family has always been there for me and, you know, become my life, and I'm very sad to leave it, but I'm glad to be able to be directed by you.
Yay. I love it. Well, he's gonna come back as a guest star. I mean, there's just no other way around it.
Oh yeah.
What's been the most fun for you besides directing him?
You know, I'm coming off of directing Angels in America, which was pretty intense. And this is such a lovely, simple story to be able to tell it in a lovely, simple way mm-hmm. has been really, really fun for me. And I really enjoy being able to, I mean, obviously my home is Playhouse, but I really love to be able to expand out and
sure.
and go to other theaters. I think it really feeds my artistic spirit, and mm-hmm. and so I love doing that. And this cast has just been amazing.
So we mentioned everybody in the cast,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you're all a wonderful family. So everybody can look forward to seeing you all on stage and see bickering and see love and see sadness and poignancy. Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
And that's what I love about, you know, Neil Simon. It's you know, you have this insane humor. It's so hysterical. You know, we're still laughing at each other in rehearsals.
Yeah, and that's
you know, and we're
says
5
something.
Weeks into it. But at the same time, there are so many beautiful, heartfelt moments in this show. You know,
there are. It's just a beautiful piece of theater. And you know, people think of Neil Simon just, you know, being a yucca minute and all that kind of stuff. And I love this show because there is that poignancy and there is that family love, and it's not just you know, an elbow every second. You know.
Well, and to me, good theater is, if it's a drama, it will have some funny moments, and if it's a comedy, it will have some moving moments. Mm-hmm. So that's just good theater to me.
Yeah. But most importantly, it's real. You know,
this is a
real family. You're really seeing their issues.
Yeah. So you can see Eugene And that's Sam Shankman. He is a senior at Memphis University School right now, and he's going to leave us to go start his life as a theater professional and learn about stuff at Northwestern.
We'll
and
see.
He better come home, or I'm gonna get angry at him. But we're really excited about Brighton Beach Memoirs. It opens on the Laurie Stage at Theater Memphis this Friday. It runs through May the 12th. And want to look at the time of shows. They're not doing a Wednesday one this time, are they? They're just doing Thursdays.
No, I don't.
So Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and then a curtain on Friday and Saturday at 8:00, and then it's always Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $23 for adults, $15 for students with an ID, and you can get tickets by calling their box office. That's 682-8323, and you can also go on the web to theatermemphis.org. Brighton Beach Memoirs, starring Sam Shankman, directed by Irene Christ, and they've been my guests this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Khaki.